One, two, three.
Will you shut up?
Hello, everybody. I mean everybody. We're gonna teach you to rock.
Yeah, we're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, we're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, come on and rock with us. We're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, we're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, we're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, come on and rock with us.
If you can't swing, get out of the way. Well, we don't want no squares. Once you learn and you get in the groove, you'll jump around and you won't have no cares.
We're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, we're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, we're gonna teach you to rock. Yeah, come on and rock with us. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Rock, 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 rock. We're gonna teach you to rock.
Once you learn and you get in the groove, y'all jump around and you'll start the move.
We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock.
I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on and rock with us.
Cool daddy on a cool cat's night meter at every night on a cool spot on your dial. Radio cool, KCOOL. Cool, 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 cool. Yes, which is making this rock and roll review possible for you tonight. Here on the show, we'll have some of the biggest stars in the nation to sing their big hit records for you. And so now on with the show, and here to really rock you is America's teenage idol singing star, who now has the number one record, on the number one song, on the number one chart, on the number one nation, on the number one survey, on the Bill Box, Cashboard, Peanut Vendor, and the Music Destroyer. Here he is, bomb recording artist, Tommy Rock Baby Rock Jimmy! Hi, y'all. Somebody give me these, will you? Thank you, man, thank you. Well, now we're privileged to bring you a little lady who really sells a song. America's singing sweetheart with her big hit, Where Is My Johnny? On Garbage Records, here she is, Sally Smash!
Thank you, folks. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Since I don't have my arrangements for the band like Tommy Jimmy has, see, someone had to lip sync my record for you. Yeah. So here it is.
Now America's number one instrumentalist with his twangy guitar. Here he is. He records for Impossible Records. Here he is, Wayne Twang.
Back to his home. This is Rock and Roll Commissioner Bowie David with this reminder. If you are a youth between the ages of 14 and 29, slender built and soft features, and looking for a vocation, do not neglect to consider a rewarding career in professional rock and roll. As a rock and roll star, you have a chance to enjoy economic security, peer group adulation, a wide variety of sexual and drug experiences, and early retirement and even death. For more information on your exciting and glamorous life as a professional rock and roll star, listen to these satisfied pros.
Ba 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 monster rock and roll.
He's the monster rock and roll.
Hated by all whose hearts are old.
Hated by all whose hearts are old.
I paid for everything in the book.
Paid for everything in the book.
It seems I got the country shook.
Got him all to
cut. I mention my name, they blow the lid.
Mention his name, they blow the lid.
And nobody loves me but the kids.
Nobody loves him but the kids.
Oh, let the critics throw their knots.
Let the critics throw their knots.
They shout the harder I rock.
The louder they shout, the harder he rocks.
All over and saying I'll soon be dead.
He's wanna be a good and dead.
He's trying to kill me, cut off my head.
He's trying to kill and cut off his head.
But when you got my head off, son.
When you got his head off, son.
To a throw where there was one.
To a throw where there was one.
On the fight began.
The battle was on, the fight began.
A musical war throughout the land.
A musical war throughout the land.
Scratch the heads and started to think.
Scratch the heads and started to think.
Calypso of music would make me sing.
Calypso of music would make me sing.
Hawaiian ballads and jubilee too.
Hawaiian ballads and jubilee too.
And threw them all right into the stew.
Threw them all into the stew.
Ate them up and what came out.
Ate them up and what came out.
Rock-a-hoo, rock a shout.
Rock-a-hoo, rock a shout.
Rockabilly, a rockin' sweet.
Rockabilly, rockin' sweet.
I nevertheless just got the beat.
Nevertheless just got the beat.
No matter how many fights they sting.
No matter how many fights they sting.
We're living in the new rock age.
In the new rock age.
I'm the monster rock and roll.
He's the monster rock and roll.
The kids all love me heart and soul.
Love the monster heart and soul.
Why I'll never be left alone.
Why you'll never be left alone.
When they grow up, I have a home.
When they grow up, you have a home.
After the shouting no longer ring.
After the shouting no longer ring.
My rock and roll will still be king.
Hail, hail, hail the king.
I'm the monster rock and roll.
It's the monster rock and roll.
I'm the monster rock and roll.
Hanging all along, oh yeah. Highest thrill I never before. Yeah. Dirty old jeans and wine, but ain't no more. But when I hold you under the moonlight, you know what I mean.
Hold it, hold it. Did you say when I hold you under the moonlight?
Well, that's what the lyric says, man.
Forget the lyric. We're trying to make a hit record. Sing it so I can't understand a word you're saying. Okay, let's try it again from the bridge. One, two, three.
Dirty old knees are mine, but they ain't no more.
Ah, oh, yeah. trying not to sing so clear. I warned you. Well, that cat's really gone now. Okay, boys, let's roll. Take one, instrumental, My Baby's Blue Jeans. 1, 2, 3.
Some money in my pocket, no, I'd sooner sell my new fish tank. Cause someday I'm gonna be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Well, every morning before I go off to school, I practice for an hour at noon. My hands are getting stiff from playing scales and runs and riffs. I guess I'm nothing but a guitar playing fool. Cause someday I'm gonna be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Now listen. Oh, yeah. You're gonna see me on TV. You're gonna see me everywhere. Everyone will stop and stare. Yeah, yeah. Well, every night I hang it over my bed. Hanging right there over my head. Oh, mama, when you dust, please be careful not to bust it. Mama, mama, did you hear what I said? Cause someday I'm gonna be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Cause someday I'm bound to be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Our fingers, work it out.
Selling clothes you never would have worn. They call it rock. They call it rock. sound that will change rock and roll for all time is here. Power rock with galactic force. Maniacal music that can melt bricks. And you'll love it as Charnel House comes to town. Charnel House. Coleman 117 of the greatest lead guitarists in the history of rock and roll, and their wall of sound that left England in ruins is coming to Station Wagon Sibling Stadium Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Three shoe-warping shows a night at 8, 9.32, and 11.16. Tickets are 8.50, 19.52, and 33.16. And before Charnel House rips into your soul, you'll see the hottest blues band in Delaware, Captain Ahab's Flaming Stump, turning you inside out with their 23-second version of Inagata Damita. Also appearing will be the 92 BC Anatoly Carpathian Monastery Boys Glee Club with their brain-splattering Euro Mountain Goat lullabies. Four great groups, Charnel House, Captain Ahab's Flaming Stump, and the 2,863 Boys Monastic Boys Glee Club. Don't miss Charnel House at Station Wagon Sibling Stadium, north on Highway 2, overpass off the Zero Street exit, past the Bagging House Railway underpass, 134th Street and 75 bypass east. It's a vision of God himself on stage. Tickets only $15.50, $34.50, and $64.85 at the loading dock. For ticket info, call toll-free 800-973-8765-9389. That's 800-974-397-8965. And don't miss Charnel House's first album, The Crucifixion of Howdy Doody in Hyperspace. Now available on Mutilated Records and Tapes. Charnel House, from England to you, with no disrespect intended.
Yeah, we want to thank y'all for being such a lovely audience. Clap your hands together now.
I bought my favorite record at the local record store. I would have bought a lot, but I didn't have a job. I took it home and I put it on the turntable. It made me want to kill everybody in the neighborhood. It made me want to burn and rock, rock and roll made me want to burn and rock, burn and rock, kill everybody and quit my stupid job. Jewelry. I put it in a paper bag and sold it on the street corner. Then I bought a lot of drugs and I got my sister drunk. Stole the family car and stuffed it in the trunk and drove it off the edge of a cliff and stood there laughing.
Thank you. Town Square. She was sitting in the fountain. She took off her hat and she had lovely hair. She was a disco dancer at Copacabana there. South American lady, you've got that crazy beat. Brazilian beauty with the flashing feet, dance to the music at the Mardi Gras. Then jumped on the Concorde. You're so la-di-da. To dance, and then she danced with me. Then I took a chance. Come home with me today. I live in France. We can get there, BEA. Just we don't rock star. Je habite en résidence. Je habite là. À la south of France. Voulez-vous partir with me? And come and rest a la with me in France.
Sorry about this, but I got to break in and talk to you about a few things here. This is, of course, the Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and tonight we rock, okay? I wanted to start out, I wanted to do a show about how all these bands that go, we gotta rock! I gotta rock right now! God damn it, I just gotta rock! But there weren't really enough of them that were any good, so instead we just are looking at rock and roll as a phenomenon, shall we say. We started with Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys, and that was We're Going to Teach You How to Rock. That was featured in the movie, and that thing, that little t-shirt came right out of the movie Rock Around the Clock. Yeah, that Rock Around the Clock. The Rock and Roll Show was Jack of All Trades, Ray Stevens, John Entwistle. Give me that rock and roll from his mind-breaking album, one of my top 10 Desert Island albums. Rigor Mortis sets in from 1973. He made that while he was waiting for Pete Townsend to come up with something for Quadrophenia. It was a long period there. We'll talk about that some other time. We heard from the Fabulous Poodles from 1978. That came off their album Unsuitable in the UK, which was later released as Mirror Stars here in the US. Of course, that was the title track, Mirror Star. The Monster Rock and Roll was Billy Ford and the Thunderbirds. We heard a genuine recording session from the 50s by a person or persons unknown. We'll leave it at that. Don't Touch My Guitar, God damn it, was the Archies. That was, of course, the brainchild of Ron Dante and featured Tony Wine. Not on this cut, but on others of the Archies. She played Veronica, I believe. And then, Ron Dante from the Detergents and the Cufflinks and a few other things. They Called It Rock, of course, was Nick Lowe from the Jesus of Cool. He, of course, was with Brinsley Schwartz and Rockpile before he became famous on his own. And he's still a vital force in music. here in the 21st century. Charnel House was something from Ogden Edsel. They were a band from Omaha. You, of course, remember them best from the Dr. Demento show with things like Dead Puppies and Kinko the Clown. They were the brainchild of a guy named Bill Frenzer, who I understand was run out of Omaha on a rail. All right? Burn and Rob was Paleface. He was a good friend of Beck and also of Daniel Johnston. He's from New York City, and he's still going at it. They haven't found him yet, and they can't stop him. So if you see him, tell him I said hey. And then, of course, Bill Wyman, who was born William George Perks Jr. in 1936 in October. That makes him 80 years old. I don't know of any other rock people that are 80 years old now, but there he is. He, of course, has gotten all kinds of, shall we say, publicity for his, shall we say, sexual prowess. Maxim magazine labeled him one of the top 10 sex gods of rock and roll with supposedly 1,000 women or more. And, of course, that was a Schley and Rockstar, a hit from 1981. All right, so we got more coming up for you. Please rise as we observe.
Hello, dear friends. This is Eric Burden. Yes, they did take away our music. But now you can have it back on these three wonderful voice prints of the 60s. All your magic memories of flying over the music capitals of the world will come rushing back with the first twang of a lead guitar. Now listen to all the monsters of the 60s at once. The Rolling Who, Derek and the Taylors, Clive Beadle, Bing Crosby, Stills and Ogden Nash. Songs like I've Got My Hand on Your Mouse, Helicopter 59, Tight Shoes, I'll Be Gumping You, and hundreds of others. Goodness gracious, great God Almighty, it's like having Now right in your living room. So don't wait till the midnight hour. Send 15 seconds in code or credit to Rock and Roll Memory Bank, Hong Kong, New York, York.
me, won't let that song ring out. It's how it's meant to be. Well, it's rolling like a train that is coming on down the track. She rolled up the pedal that she can't take off the back. She loves that crowd with me. She goes dancing on down the street. She's in lama, 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 rock and roll is king. Pray for me, oh, let that song ring out. That's how it's meant to be. Well, she comes around and I'm listening to the radio. She says, you can't do that, cause all I wanna do is rock and roll. Now, here I'm gonna stay where the music starts to play. She's a lama, 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 rock and roll. It's game.
Cause a man alive, he don't pretend to make a mark. made glasses, that's why he danced that way. He said, I learned it from some records from the USA. Hey, that rock and roll play. He taught those made glasses how to swing. And now he's counting it as just a thing. Doing that rock and roll thing. Ding, 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 ding. Then Scotty went down to Glasgow town. There he spread his rock and roll fling around. All the teenage lads really dug that sound. He said, you gotta learn to do it. All the lassies put you down. He started that rock and roll game. And that one led a lassie feel the same. Since God is great and highly rock and fame, we're all doing that rock and roll thing. Ding, 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 ding. So Scotty started up his own rockin' band with 16 bagpipes, band the best in the land. Then he told all the cats that they're closing nowhere. He said, you better wear Bermuda shorts, cause kilts are too square. He started that rock and roll game. And that one little legend came to say, this cat is great as not a rock and fame. They're all doing that rock and roll. Bing, bing, wing, bing, bing. Good man, I thought I told you to tune up those bagpipes.
Don't rock me, man.
Miss a lady from Waikiki does the wiggle that you should see.
She goes around the island, rolls around the island, and all those islands rock, rock, rock for joy.
And whenever those drums begin, like a tidal wave rolling in,
she goes around the island, rolls around the island, and all those connies forget their fishing boy. Akanui-ui, she's eager. Akanui, Akanui means eager. Akanui, Akanui, and how she shows her gratitude, both longitude and latitude.
Everybody goes out to sea when the lady from Waikiki
goes around the island, rolls around the island, and all those islands rock, rock, rock for joy.
Whenever those drums begin, like a tidal wave rolling in,
she goes around the island, rolls around the island, and all those connies forget their fishing boy. Akanui-ui, she's eager. Akanui, Akanui means eager. Akanui, Akanui, and how she shows her gratitude, both longitude and latitude.
Everybody goes out to sea when the lady from Waikiki
goes around the island, rolls around the island, and all those islands rock, rock, rock for joy. All those islands rock, rock, rock for joy.
Describing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man, and I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs, or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
That's true, yeah. Man.
Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what this?
I took too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try the reds instead. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and Roll Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, and also at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
I know if you were a rock and roll record, hey, you just played on every record show. And you go round and around and around and around, they never let you stop all day. Around and around with the grooviest sound, you would be the one that everybody would play. If you were a musical platter, soon you would be number one. If I was a phonograph needle, such fun. We go round and around and around and around, and maybe before we were through, if you were a rock and roll record, I know that some are thinking of you. You go round. Number one, if I was a phonograph needle, ooh, it would
I'd lived on level 42 of my Wadsworth mansion in the Frankie Valley for four seasons, in exile from the general public. It had been an ice house lately, as that motley crew at Pacific Gas and Electric hadn't been by to fix our canned heat or AC/DC since last Donna summer. There were men at work on the foundations and brass construction, and the carpenter's cutting crew had removed five stair steps from our spiral staircase, and spiral gyro was growing in through the doors. It was a crowded house, because I had more animals than the pet shop boys. Aside from my cat Stevens and my Bow Wow Wow Toto, I'd taken in such beastie boys as John the Cougar, Eddie the Rabbit, and Adam the Ant. And they were fat boys, too, as the monkeys ate all my Bananarama, the birds ate bread. And while the stray cats drank the cream, my Steppenwolf devoured the meatloaf, and the turtles ate the ambrosia and peaches and herb. The Deaf Leopard was going after the Glass Tiger, and my White Snake was attacking the chipmunks, who were chasing the beetles right into the rat poison, when I got a sting from the scorpions, wasp, and killer bee gees. Yes, it was the time to journey on. I was in dire straits, and there was no cure for my moody blues and the quiet riot inside me. I'd given 10 cc's of blood, sweat, and tears for fears, and I wasn't sure if I was dead or alive, although I'd have been grateful dead. But thanks to Dr. John, Dr. Hook, and Dr. Demento, I'm a survivor. But I was afraid I'd become an Eric Burden on my mamas and papas, my doobie brothers, and my twisted sister. They didn't have the knack or heart for my madness. So I set my strawberry alarm clock for dawn one char day and went to see the singing nun to practice my blind faith. Now I believe in Genesis, Nazareth, Madonna, Peter Gabriel, Judas Priest, and I try to rest on Black Sabbath, and I always wear my Jesus and Mary chain. My supreme temptation to become a drifter had me in a rush to go-go. I put on my simply red new shoes, cufflinks, ZZ top, golden earring, and shocking blue chiffons. But my James Taylor said my psychedelic furs would clash with my Pink Floyd. And although I'm usually one of the men without hats, I put on my deep purple fog hat to hide my crew cuts. Hey, you never know when a lover boy like me might run DMC into a concrete blonde or Iron Maiden at a Procol Harum. There was a moon glow and a midnight star as I set out ready for the world. It was a three-dog night in the middle of Edgar Winter. There was a steel breeze in the air supply. At no more than 3 degrees, it was too chilly-whack for the crickets. If Frankie goes to Hollywood, then I could venture from the sticks to Chicago or Kansas or Boston or Alabama. I could take the Jefferson airplane, one of the jets, to Europe to visit the Kingsman and Queen, Prince and Napoleon the 14th. Or I could take the Grand Funk Railroad from Brownsville Station with a Manhattan transfer to Black Oak, Arkansas. Or I could take a Pablo cruise past the Edison Lighthouse to Asia. Or I could fly a Led Zeppelin or Iron Butterfly to Berlin, where the new edition of the Paper Lace has an expose on the war with B-52s and U-2s. Or I could see grassroots America, this big country, in one of the cars at Mike and the Mechanics' place. My REO Speedwagon has Bachman-Turner Overdrive, and my Van Halen has a Steeler's wheel. That's why the police pulled Guess Who over and said, aha! And my Cadillacs have Stevie Nicks from a Wham, and my Capri's Hooters need work. Instead, I've been keeping bad company as I joined the Blue Oyster Cult and was a beach boy lying on the dry sand, waiting for the Creedence Clearwater revival. Then I was a Herman's Hermit, a super tramp, a missing person, barely a talking head, living off the rare earth, wind, and fire, and drinking April wine from Dixie cups, coasters, and platters. Then I joined the Human League to learn the undisputed truth as a member of the Culture Club, Club Nouveau, the Tom Tom Club, the Timex Social Club, even the Breakfast Club, at least till Tuesday. I live in the motels now, eating electric prunes, red hot chili peppers, and Fleetwood Big Macs. A pretender with a simple mind. And the moral of the story is, a Rolling Stone can sure mess up his life.
One, two, three, four!
This weekend, the Linoleum Town Monster Dome will rock with the most foot-stomping, face-smashing sounds of the biggest heavy metal free-for-all that this area has. Death Jam 80!
You'll sell your soul for rock and roll to be there for 3 days of non-stop rock and roll chaos. 50 bands, over 400 musicians perform live on stage. All at the same time.
Yes, Teenage Refuge.
Drake Wynn.
Van Hatchett.
The Joe Vomit Project.
With the special added attraction opening act, Keith Methadrine.
I like flowers, rainbows, and puppies.
And over 40 more incredible acts.
36 hours of high decibel insanity.
It all climaxes Sunday night with a super spectacular battle to the death.
It's the biggest.
It's the best.
It's the rowdiest rock and roll extravaganza in the history of the universe.
Get down.
Stay down.
Death Jam 18!
Tickets available at Lee's Liquors, Lou's Liquors, Larry's Liquors, Lynn's Liquors, Lukey's Liquors, Bob's Beer and Wine, and Joe's Ammo World. Festival seating only. Avoid the stampede. Get there early.
We were supposed to do, like starting our own clothing lines, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube vines. All the bullshit redefines what really matters. It was Uncharted.
Now we're standing on our own. Where was Simon Cowell when we first started? We just need to learn the same four chords used in every tune of the top 10 records. Leak a sex tape, launch a fragrance. That's all it takes to be famous. If we're to be played by Ryan Seacrest, he's the only one we need to impress. That is all we need to do, and we can write a shitty pop song too. Many years were wasted dwelling on the past. If only we'd been cast as the stars of Disney Channel shows. Now we can almost taste it, we have seen the light. Cookie cutter song construction leads to Hall of Fame induction. Chords used in every tune of the top 10 records. Write some words about our first kisses that determines hits or misses. We no longer have to face rejection if we take our cues from One Direction. That is all we need to do. Yes, we can write a shitty pop song too. Yes, we can write a shitty pop song too. Can write a shitty pop song. It's a pity we took so long. We can write a shitty pop song too.
Rocky's dead, Rocky's dead, Rocky's dead, Rocky's dead. Talk to my friend, that's what he said. He's rushing around, no, Rocky's dead, it's all over. Rock and roll is dead. Bottle of Jack, Mercury's red, muscle car, Grateful Dead, Lord of the Rings, settling the lead, devil tattoo, rest in prayer, it's all over. Rock and roll is dead. Take it home. Started with blues, belly of lead, then there was Elvis making some red. Beatles are on, started to shred. Axl Rose, rock is dead, it's all over. Rock and roll is dead.
Okay, we're almost done. Come on, you can do this. We started that set with Fireside Theater, something that came off of Dear Friends, a compilation of all their mind-breaking, I use that phrase a lot, mind-breaking radio series, Dear Friends. That was, of course, the Rock and Roll Memory Bank. We heard from Ram Jam. You remember them from Black Betty, of course. They were kind of a byproduct of the Lemon Pipers. And that was All for the Love of Rock and Roll. I don't think they originated that. They were well known for doing covers. Rock and Roll is the King from Smooth and the Bully Boys. They were from Belgium. And, of course, that's a cover of ELO, right? Okay. He likes rock and roll better than he likes me was Ginny Arnell. Ginny had a pretty good career. And she's retired now and soaking up the sun, I hope. The School of Rock and Roll was Gene Summers, not to be confused with Gene Simmons, because, you know, Gene Simmons would not let this go for more than $300, right? Scotty's Rock was the Hubcaps from, not from Scotland, I don't think, but I think you get the idea on that. The Lancers after that, Rock Around the Island. I don't know if that's really a rock and roll song, but I just was tickled by that. And there's a bunch of different versions out of that. We'll talk about that again when we do a Hawaiian show. Yes, we will, I swear. Travesty Limited after that from 1981. A big Dr. Demento favorite. That was, of course, Rock and Roll Doctor. They were from Washington, D.C., and that came off of their album, the only album I know of by them, Teen Comedy Party, I'm sorry. And then we heard from Freddie Cannon, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. If you were a rock and roll record, I bet they'd sell a million of you. Go ahead, prove me wrong. Whimsical Will after that, Will Sampson from a sidekick of Dr. Demento and L.A. DJ. That was the rock rap, and I counted 195 different mentions of, or shall we say shout-outs, whatever you want to call them. You try it, too. See what you come up with. I tried it twice, came up with two different numbers. Be warned, there's also a second part to that. We'll talk about that later, too, okay? Yeah, I'll need a drink for that. Death Jam 80 was Travesty Limited again from Teen Comedy Party. I used to rock and roll all night, but now my hair is turning gray was from Bob Rivers and his Twisted Tunes people. The four postmen, who are actually five postmen. I don't know. I don't get it. All right. Anyway, they're from L.A., and that was Shitty Pop Song. You've heard enough shitty pop songs to know they could probably do it. And then from, 2012, that was Tenacious D. Of course, Rock is Dead, and that came off of their album The Rise of the Phoenix, Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Okay, I do have one more for you, kind of a serious tune. Please take off your hat for this. It's about those who have gone on before us, and I will go on before you and blaze a trail for next week. So please join me then, and we will not rock and roll anymore. Okay, good.
Last night I dreamed that all the dead rock and roll stars that I can think of were knocking at my door. There was Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Holly, Janis Joplin, Marvin Gaye, and many more. So I invited them all into my apartment and said, "Hey guys, make yourselves at home." Elvis came in and said he was hungry. Jim Morrison started writing a poem. Oh, all the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my apartment. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my dream. Well, Keith Moon just started smashing all my stuff. Sid Vicious sat in the corner trying to look tough. Stevie Ray Vaughan was still singing the blues. Randy Rhoads was lying down on my couch taking a snooze. Eddie Cochran was getting high with Bob Marley. Roy Orbison just pulled in on his Harley. John Lennon was playing chess with Brian Jones. Karen Carpenter was looking like skin on bones. All the dead rock and roll stars were knocking at my door. All the dead rock and roll stars were knocking down my sense of reality. They said, when you die, you'll never grow old. They'll make a movie about your life, and your records turn gold. So, dying really ain't nothing to fear. In fact, it's the best thing that you can do for your career. suddenly all the dead rock and roll stars got up and said, Wally, we're sorry, but we can't stay. You see, we're due back in heaven, and we really don't have anything else to say. So as they were walking away into the night, I wasn't feeling quite right. Part of me wanted to cry, and part of me wanted to laugh. Part of me wanted to ask for everybody's autograph. All the dead rock and roll stars, rock and roll stars were hanging out in my apartment. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my